Yeah, at Racing HQ, we've got plenty to chat about. Joe Pride is about to join us now, our first guest on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Joe.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. Goes into a quiet time as in regard to feature races, but the stables keep going.
Yeah, that's right. No rest. You've always sort of got our stable full up and just, you know, looking for that next Terra Vista, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. The two-year-olds, Joe, have you got many in the team?
There's quite a few sort of going through the system at the moment. There's a few that are showing a little bit of promise and, you know, they'll sort of be taken through their paces and if they're good enough and precocious enough to stand up, they'll go off to the races.
Yeah, as you say, you're looking for the next Terra Vista, aren't you? It's you just never know what bounces out of that young brigade.
That's right. Now they're exciting. It's not what I'd call a focal point for our stable, the two-year-old, but certainly if we get one that shows a bit of early speed and can handle the preparation, love to take them along. But also love to just preserve the horse and make sure that they're around for quite a few seasons and. You know, that longevity out of your racehorses, I think, is very important, and very important from the owner's perspective who want value for their money.
Yeah, understand. Well, you mentioned Terra Vista. You made the decision just over a week ago that the horse wouldn't be going to Hong Kong. Then we had the news of Chautauqua not going due to injury. Did you change your thoughts at any stage?
No, not at all. No, had the decision made, and you know, if we had been going and found out Chautauqua wasn't going, I suppose that would have been a bonus. But certainly, I wouldn't be changing my mind. You know, but based on that, my horse just needs a rest at the moment. He'll come back in good order, and you know, very much looking forward to the autumn campaign with him.
So after that run in the Daly or and the Manicato, you just felt that he was showing signs that he'd had enough.
Well, he just wasn't going at the rate I needed him to sort of suggest to me that I should be throwing him on a plane and sending him to Hong Kong. And these races can't be an afterthought. And not that Hong Kong ever was an afterthought, but they can't just be tacked onto the end of a preparation if you think the horse is starting to level out or plateau at least.
So the autumn, bring it on.
Definitely, yeah. No, looking forward to it. He'll probably resume in the Lightning, which is a pretty quick turnaround. And, you know, when you're doing quick turnarounds with a horse like that, you really, he's got time for 5 weeks. And if he goes to Hong Kong, he just won't ever break at all. So.
Yeah. And really, if you go up there, by the time you get your quarantine back, it really edges right into the autumn.
It sure does. And just really happy with the way he was able to recapture his form in the spring, because in the autumn, you know, he did run two Group 1 places, but it really felt like he was below par, but got back to his best in the spring, which was exciting to see. And I think if we look after him, we can get another couple of seasons out of him.
I know he didn't win the Daly. I haven't spoken to you on air about this, but geez, Hugh Bowman gave it a ride, didn't he?
He did. Look, he did the very best from what was in the end an awkward barrier. And I think if he'd drawn the outside, just would have been able to settle a couple of lengths closer. And when you get beat such a short margin, also just that fact he just didn't have a good hit out at Moonee Valley, had no luck. And he just seemed to peak on his run 50 out in the Daly. But look, at that level, there's no margin to be anything but your best. And thought the horse ran terrific, and I mean, he just showed what a quality horse he is. And you saw in the Winterbottom the other day, it gives you a good guide as to how good him and Chautauqua are when Buffering, who I wouldn't say he struggles to beat those two horses, but he's just not quite at their level. He goes and wins a Group 1 in track record time. So.
Yeah. No, I think that tells us that form is going to stack up for sure. So Lightning first up. So he's only got a couple more weeks out.
Yeah, he'll have off until the middle of December.
Yeah, okay, so it is a quick turnaround. I just want to bring up a couple of other horses. I reckon this Mr. Manhattan is one that you've got a good future for.
Definitely, yep. He's a bit of a Terra Vista lookalike, lovely horse. Just went one run too many with him. He's a horse who, he's immature and he puts everything into his racing, and he put everything into his first two runs, and he was just bottomed out a bit by that third one, I'd suggest. I tried to turn him around in 2 weeks, probably should have left him for three in hindsight, didn't get any cover, and it just didn't pan out for him. But the first two wins were really explosive, and the wins of a horse who's very progressive and very much headed into stakes company, I'm sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, do you just get him back in the early part of the autumn and just build up his confidence? Because it's obviously a big step into stakes races.
Sure, he's going to go through the grade. I've got no doubt about that. He's a quality horse. We've worked out the way to ride him now, and we just need to put him in the right races, and he'll keep progressing for the next couple of seasons.
What do you do with horses like Ball and Muscle and Craftiness and those sort of horses?
Yep, so Bull of Muscle, firstly, he's come back. His main aim, I think, will be the Galaxy. I was really quite delighted to hear the news that they've pumped the prize man up for the Galaxy.
Yep.
And I thought that was a perfect target race for him. His brother won at Tiger Tees two seasons ago, and I just thought it was a really nice race for Bull of Muscle, being a horse still on the way up, and not at his. I think you just think he'd be quite well weighted in a Galaxy, and a very good opportunity for him to win a Group One.
Yeah, and that race now $700,000 goes up $300, so it's really strong prize money. Craftiness.
Yeah, I just never really felt like I had him right in the spring. He ran a really good race first up, where he beat Bull of Muscle home, and then just seemed to taper off a little bit after that. Got a bit of an awkward ride down at Caulfield, but just didn't train on after that, but never looked right in the coat. So he's had a spell. He'll come back, and I'm sure, given that break, he'll come back in really good order in the autumn.
Been a few days since Gamblestown. Have you made any decision there?
He's going to stay and work. We've got two options for him. There's a benchmark 1400, a 93 race in 2 weeks' time, which is identical race that he just won the other day, or he could go to the Villiers. Wondering if he'll get a run in the Villiers. He's now an 84 horse, but that's not that high a benchmark, and he may miss out on a run, so we're going to make a decision late next week.
And Amarata was pretty good for all concerned last Wednesday.
Yeah, really exciting there for Champion Thoroughbreds. She's very much on the way up. She's a Magic Means mare, and would love to take her up there for the Phillies Mares Open.
So
feel that that's the right style of race for her on the fresh side. And she'll run on the 5th of December at Randwick and then be freshened up for that. But she would need to win at Randwick next Saturday, I would think, to get a run in that in that $1 million mares race.
Yeah, to boost it up. They're all terrific races, $1 million or $2 million races on the Gold Coast there in early January. It's going to be an exciting time. Hey, Joe, thanks for joining us. Just to get an update, get your feeling on Terra Vista, and you've got a nice team building up once again for the autumn. Good luck with it, mate.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.
Thanks, Andrew. Joe. Joe Pryde joining us there. David Hayes is online from Lindsay Park at Euroa in Victoria. Morning to you, Dave.
Morning, Andrew.
How's things, mate, with the team? I just said to Joe, for trainers, it's just business as normal.
Yeah, we're just sort of, it's still a very busy time of year for us. Really, for my stable, it's busy till after the Easter break.
Yeah, I understand. It's just, how are the two-year-olds, Dave? How are your two-year-old numbers?
We've got a lot of two-year-olds in at the moment, and we're just working out whether they're going to be autumn horses or turn them out and train them for three-year-olds. So, leading into Christmas, we're assessing a lot of horses.
Okay, understand. I don't want to put words in your mouth. If we see Hayes or Dabernick with a two-year-old pre-Christmas, what does that tell us?
Just as precocious, and it's got enough speed to win a 1,000-metre race. They're only 1,000 metres at this time of year, and they're good races to win, but they're often not significant towards the big ones in the autumn.
I understand. I just predominantly wanted to get you on to get an update on Spillway, a horse that I said in the opener, Dave, we saw it win the Australian Cup. It had one run in the Queen Elizabeth for a really strong finishing effort behind Criterion. Then we haven't seen him since. What's the story, Dave?
Yeah, he did a suspensory ligament in that race. Michael had to change. It was a bit unlucky. I think he should have ran second, probably, behind Criterion.
Yeah.
And Michael had to change directions abruptly, and he ruptured his suspensory, which was a shame. So rather than rushing back to the spring, we thought we'd just gradually build him up, set him for the Australian Cup, and he's sort of just doing even time at the moment.
Okay, and obviously doing a suspensory, you don't want to rush them. I guess you just want to build up their fitness slowly and make sure that everything is spot on.
Yeah, generally if you do it in an autumn, you miss the spring and then you're back for the next autumn.
Yeah, okay. Has he changed much now being a six-year-old stallion in the future?
At this early stage, he sees his old self, and we haven't allowed him to get too fat. We've done a lot of water walking. He sort of hasn't been in a paddock doing nothing.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of light training and stretching of his suspensory, and now it's time to train him normally.
Yep, okay. So the target is to try and defend that Australian Cup in March.
That's the idea.
Yeah, okay. Fast and Rocking was all right behind the champ there on Saturday?
Yeah, he just, I thought he probably could have easily ran second and may have tested him.
Yep.
He's had no luck at his last two runs. I think he could have easily run second in the $2 million races he's contested in.
Does he stay there for something else?
No, he's on the way home.
Okay.
And, he's going to be set for Caulfield and then Sydney. He doesn't like the straight, so we'll keep him away from Flemington.
Okay. Have you still got, did Extra Zero go?
Yes, he's there. He's running in the Fruit and Veg. I think it's called the Fruit and Veg of the Kingston Town.
The Kingston Town, yep. So has he settled in well?
Yeah, he has. He's in great order. We resisted the temptation of running in the railway.
Yep.
And it was a bit of a leader by, so it suited us.
Yep.
And we're looking forward to seeing him in the Kingston Town. I think he's well suited at weight for age. His run in the McKinnon was terrific, and he'll probably come back from that and be set for the Australian Cup as well.
I can hear a magpie or something in the background there. It must be a delightful place to do track work at Yarrawah in country places.
Yeah, today it is. It's a beautiful sunny day, and we're just finishing up our slow work, and we've had a nice morning's track work.
What about Criterion? Just finally, Dave, to wrap it up, goes to Moonee Valley on Saturday for that exhibition gallop?
Yeah, Craig did some starting work with him this morning, and he's jumping out of his skin. He loves sort of being trained out of the paddock and freshened up through the water walker and just intermittently been ridden. And he'll have a nice, strong gallop at the valley to see where he's at. And I expect him to gallop well, and I expect to push the green button to go to Hong Kong and be pretty competitive, I think. I think he's in better form than he was this time last year.
And just on that, when you say Craig was on him this morning, do you train him out of Yarrawah?
Yes, he's been trained at Yarrawah. Craig came up and rode.
Yeah, okay. No, he's whatever you're doing, you don't want to change it because he's certainly up and enjoying things at the moment. Can you win a race at Werribee? You've got Mandana and then you've got Red Tinker and Big Don in race three today.
I think Mandana's a bit of a chance if she jumps well, but I'm not roaring confident.
Yeah, understand. All right, mate, we'll let you get back to track work and we'll wait and see Criterion on Saturday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. David Hayes there. Jamie Lovett joins us from Australian Bloodstock. Morning to you, Jamie.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
Wanted to get an update, mate. You just heard there while listening, Extra Zeros over there for the Kingston Town, but so too your horse, Magic Artist, for the race on Saturday week. Still trained by Andreas Waller. How's the horse doing?
Yeah, no, he's settled in terrific. His staff over there, they've travelled with the horse quite a few times down, so they report that he settled in well, and he worked on, I think, Saturday morning, and come through it nice, so full steam ahead.
Is he a horse? I mean, he's obviously from up Germany way, and he's raced around that area, but his biggest trip was clearly to Australia. Is he used to travelling? Does he cope with it well?
Yeah, ironically, he's a well-travelled horse. He's been to Italy, he's been to America, and obviously the long haul to Australia, so, and then across to Perth. So he's got a few stamps on the passport, and Andre's commented that he is the right horse to do that. He seems to take a day just to settle in, have a look around, and then it's business as usual. So he's certainly a good attribute to have for a horse, but obviously we've got plans for travelling further if his performance warrants it. So, he's certainly the right horse for that from what we've seen today.
You've got Dubai in the option bank after the Kingston Town, but the horse needs to run well in the Kingston Town Classic?
Yeah, obviously, you know, as we've just discussed, he's done some travelling, so at some point, if he was to disappoint, and he certainly hasn't done that today, we've been thrilled with the way that he ran in Melbourne, so if he were to, you know, take a few steps back, then we'll back off and sort of get him set for sort of races later on next year. But certainly at this stage, the ownership group they do like to travel, and they're all excited about heading over to the West, and obviously if he were to perform as we'd expect, then they'd love to take the horse up into Dubai. They are a group of owners that's their motivation to come into these horses, so certainly we're happy to do that, if his form warrants it.
Damien Oliver was locked away and announced yesterday that he'll take the ride on Magic Artist. It's sort of you against them, really. Extra Zeros there, as we've learnt, but it's Delicacy, Real Love, Perfect Reflection, Blackheart, Bart, Neverland, Belmont Girl, Man Booker, the three-year-old Guineas winner. It's sort of us against them, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, I'm probably not as familiar with those form lines over there, but, you know, historically those top-end WA horses are competitive at Group 1 level, so certainly it won't be easy, but obviously having Ollie on board, he knows his way around Ascot, so, you know, we're confident he'll run well. You know, given that we're still a few weeks off, if everything goes to plan in the next 2 weeks, then yeah, we're excited about being there.
Yeah, that's good with Magic Artist. Is Protectionist still here, or has he gone for Jim?
He goes out on the 25th, so okay. He's done his time in quarantine, which that's tomorrow. So he's had his time, and certainly he'll get over there, and Andreas will assess him, and as whether we push on, we'll know more in the next month, I suggest, Andrew.
Yeah, no, for sure. Hey, where's your next winner?
Mate, we're
you'll be quiet.
Quiet at the moment, mate. Yeah. A lot of 2-year-olds with Chris Lees in Newcastle. I think we've got about a dozen going to the trials in the next 2 weeks. So yeah. Just like everyone with your 2-year-olds, it's plenty of expectations, but we don't know at this point where the next winner's coming from.
No, it'll pop its head up for sure in those well-known colours. Hey, we'll talk to you again as we approach the Kingston Town. Thanks for your time this morning, Jamie.
Pleasure, Andrew. Thank you.
Jamie Lovett there joining us with Magic Artist, the current tab.com.au favourite at $4 to win the Kingston Town Classic on Saturday week. I reckon this time last year, was it this time last year? Time goes bloody quickly, doesn't it? Mick Burles is joining us with the cleaner. Morning to you, Mick.
Yeah, Andrew, how are you, mate?
Well, was it this time last year or was it 2 years ago?
No, this time last year.
I'm in Perth. Yeah, okay. I think in reflection, I mean, reflection's a wonderful thing. You probably didn't want to go there in the end.
In hindsight, I definitely didn't.
Yeah, it's...
But anyway, you've got owners.
Yeah, we make those decisions at the time. Just wanted to get you on because you're, like so many, aiming up towards this Magic Millions Carnival at the Gold Coast.
Well, why wouldn't you, mate? I mean, it's a good, beautiful carnival. I mean, it'd be richest race day in Australia's history.
Yeah, for sure. Is he back in work or is he still enjoying the green grass of home?
Oh, no, mate, he's been back in a couple of weeks.
Okay. So he didn't have a long time off. How did he do in the paddock?
Oh, mate, he put on about 20 kilos. He upset me a bit and I thought, John, give me a break.
20 kilos in a couple of weeks it would have been.
Oh, mate, he was in a paddock, feeding him, was a foot high of green grass and about 6 inches of clover. Didn't he enjoy it? I don't think he lifted his head for a bloody fortnight.
I reckon it'd be like you and I sitting down to a big Parmajama or something, Mick.
A big crayfish.
Crayfish, yeah, exactly, from Tassie. All right, so you've got to get the weight off him, but you're looking at a couple of races in Tassie before Magic Millions race day?
Yeah, look, one on the 9th of December, that's the Conquering, 1,400 metres weight for age, $100,000 race, you can run in that. And I got one on the 23rd of December, 1,600 metres weight for age, $100,000, you can run in that.
Okay, so there's, and 14 into 1,600, and then 18 for the 1,800 for the Magic Millions.
That's it. Not a bad stepping stone, is it?
Yeah, no, you've worked it out well. Are those races in Tassie, are they weight for age?
Yes, mate.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I wouldn't run him unless he was weight for age. No, carrying 70 kilos.
Yeah, no, exactly. But weight for age, you get him well up against your rivals down there.
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, one of them beat me last year, Admiral, but I wasn't ready.
Yep.
But then he came out of 3 weeks later or something and won fourth in the Australia Cup, so...
Yep.
Done him good.
Yeah, no, that's right. That was a nice horse, Admiral. Only looking at that horse's form yesterday. Out of the Cox plate... I think you told me last week he just had a little bit of a blood problem, so he may not have been right on his game in the Cox plate.
No, he had a virus when I came home, and he had a rib pop too, and that didn't help. But anyway.
What did he have?
A rib popped. They sink down in their vertebrae a little bit.
Okay.
Chiropractor just gives them a good punch in the ribs, and up they come.
Fair income. Jeez. Yeah. Okay. Well, he wouldn't have been.
He
would have
hurt him.
Yeah, I was just going to... Yeah, it would have been uncomfortable.
Oh, that's why he hung so bad.
Yeah, around the bend. Yeah.
Let the bloody winner out.
Yeah, he did. He did.
He never beat the winner, but I mean, he let it out and made it easier for him to break the record.
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, knowing that, there's genuine excuse, isn't there, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I think he could have finished up around fourth, fifth somewhere, you know, all that had been above board.
Yep.
On the putting him up on a pedestal. I mean, he still tried his heart out as
yeah.
he was.
Yeah, but he would have been in pain for sure. So those issues over with. Bring on Magic Millions. As I say, it's significant prize money. I guess you've just got to watch him. If he shows you signs that he wants a decent break, you tip him out.
I will. When he comes back from the Magic Millions, he'll probably go out for 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, okay. And bring you back yeah. in for the
Give
spring.
Give him a decent spell and then let yeah. him have a decent spring because it'll be his last one.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll be 9 year old next year.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, look, we just enjoy him while we've got him because he adds so much to racing. So December 9 at this stage is his next run at Launceston.
Yeah, mate.
All right, we'll stay in contact. Good on you, Mick.
I will, Andrew. Thanks for ringing. Thanks,
mate. Righto. Bye. Mick Burles there joining us from Tassie, sitting in the grandstand watching track work. Mick Burles with the cleaner. Some news around. We can tell you that Zambar galloped really nicely this morning, has made good improvement. I guess the unknown for John Thompson, he admitted this off-air this morning, is running first up on a heavy track. Does it take a little bit out of it? I guess we'll only know on Saturday in the festival, but Zambar definitely tightening up in condition and runs on Saturday. John also told me this morning that Ouvray and Orbeck are both gelded. We thought Ouvray was certainly going to get gelded, but they've decided to do the same with Orbeck. The owners want the horses around for a lengthy time rather than a short time if they remain a stallion. So both of those horses are in pre-training. And John Thompson this morning informed that It Somewhat will definitely resume on Saturday. He got a virus back in the spring. They stopped the preparation. The horses had one trial and they'd like to run Saturday and then run in the Villiers. It's 26 to 10. Don't forget, at 10 o'clock, we're off to a major racing announcement from the state's racing minister.